Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Billy, Dusty, and Frank, a little Texas blues, bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. You can also find my new book, The Third Ingredient, at Amazon. It'll soon be on that other website, though. So we got a great visit with a new friend, Julie Thomas, who is the CEO and the president of Value Selling Associates. Julie, tell us about Value Selling.
Value Selling Associates is a global sales process improvement firm. We work with companies all over the world who have business-to-business sales executives, and they're trying to optimize the performance of their sales teams by giving them skills and tools to better compete on value, not price.
And so, and you help them by training. Of course, it's not enough just to train the salespeople, right? You got to make sure that the owners, the managers, the major stakeholders understand that things have to change.
Absolutely. I mean, selling today is kind of an enterprise focus, especially in smaller entrepreneurial type companies where the founder, the owner, the executive are often integrally involved in the experience that a customer has or potential customer has in doing business with you. So we work with all of the customer-facing components of the organization, from sales to marketing to sales leadership to product development and often to the executive team. And we teach them the skills to better engage the buyer, differentiate their offering, mm-hmm. understand the value of their product and service, and really then navigate how those enterprises are going to ultimately make a positive purchasing decision, which in and of itself is complex today.
So in your research, you found out that 60% of buyers, prospects, distrust the integrity of salespeople. And also, folks, only a third of those buyers agreed that their point of contact was helpful for them. Those are horrible numbers.
No, we're failing. We are literally failing. And just pushing the more button isn't going to solve that problem and that perception. And so we do get to that. Why don't they think that they have integrity? And it comes down to a couple of really simple things. In many cases, today's sales professionals are not effective at having business conversations. Hmm. They know their product. They know they may even know a little bit about their industry.
So are you is that another
way
of saying they're not problem solvers?
Well, it could be because they often don't know the problem they're trying to solve. They just know the solution, and they're hoping that the customer understands the problem.
Right. Right. Well, in the days when I was back when I was a commission salesman for companies like Xerox, you know, I had a product, I had to sell it, but when I walked into a company, I didn't presume that what they needed to have fixed today was going to be something I had to sell. You know, I had to approach that relationship as a way to help them, to build some credibility. But are you seeing this research indicate that there's a diminishing of ethical bearing? Not to say dishonest, but people who maybe aren't steeped in ethical practices. What do you think?
I think that I think ethics definitely come into it. I think integrity is just as a powerful indicator of what's going on. I think because the buyer doesn't believe that the sales rep understands them, understands mm-hmm. their business, and understands what their potential agenda is, The sales rep is so pushing his own agenda and his own need to make the sale that there's a disconnect there between the buyer and the seller.
Let me tell you what that sounds like. Let me give you an example of what that sounds like. And this is not necessarily a B2B statement, but I hear it all the time, Julie. So when I'm being helped by someone in a store, in a business, and they'll somehow it'll come up this way. Let me show you this model. It's our best seller. As if that would mean anything to me. Why would they presume that I'd be interested in what everybody else is interested in? But they're telling me it's our best seller. As if that should motivate me to want to be like everybody else. That annoys me.
Well, exactly.
Isn't that what you're talking about?
To a certain extent, absolutely, Jen. There are many times, you know, and I work with sales leaders all over the place in various industries, and very rarely does a conversation start without hearing in some way, shape, or form, let me tell you about us, it's different here. And if you don't allow the buyer to explain their point of view, their perspective, and their situation, you lose the credibility of really being that problem solver that we as sales professionals want to be. Even though 99% of the time what they tell me is the same, maybe different words, maybe a slightly different description of everybody else in the world, we have to allow them their ability to describe and share their personal perspective.
When we come back, I want to talk about how the customers felt about the way they were being contacted. This is a big deal, folks. You can't just waltz in businesses anymore. You got to curate, you got to nurture a relationship before you can get in the door.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.